The sum of the square roots of any two sides of an isosceles triangle is equal to the square root of the remaining side.
That's a right triangle, you idiot!
Where are you, man? Blackhawks overtime, bah!
That's okay. Yeah. They just wanted to win it on Saturday at home.
There you go, Lou.
So always, they had to just give one up.
Always the optimist.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So
they take today, Wednesday, they win it home on Saturday.
So, Lou, where are you right now? It's always interesting to see your travels, where you go, how you get there.
I am at the lovely Trossel Park in Lincolnwood, Illinois.
There you go.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
You like Lincolnwood, Lou?
Lincolnwood, I like Trossel Park.
Okay.
No, Doodle Dixon's at the swim practice.
Very good.
Yes.
And you and Doodle spent the day together yesterday, I assume, for Father's Day.
Oh, yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Yes, and what was your activity?
The main event of the activity was little Doodle's first driving lesson.
Oh, my gosh. It's a rite of passage. And, Lou,
yes.
Lou, where does one take a young driver when they want to get their feet wet in the driving world?
Right up Sheridan Road, baby.
Yep, that'll do it.
Yep.
So tell me about this journey.
It was a good journey.
Yeah.
You know, I had thought you had been, you know, in the car before. Evidently, I was wrong, and she asked to drive, so I pulled over, and I said, here you go, and it was Sheridan Road on a Sunday afternoon around 5 o'clock.
All right.
Yeah, it doesn't get any busier.
Nope.
No. Almost lost the side view mirror a few times, but, you know, hey, no damage.
Hey, you know, and she'll never forget that, Lou.
And nor will I, and I don't know which was scarier, her driving for the first time or the movie Purge.
You saw the movie Purge. That's really great, Lou. That's a perfect Father's Day.
Right, and I actually think our baseball team should think of purging.
I think that's going to happen, at least on the South Side, if I know them.
Now, and there was something interesting today that I heard on the news.
Very good.
And evidently, they have found some field that may have some of the remains of Jimmy Hoffa.
Yes, I did see that as well.
Yes. Well, that led to the commentary of, will they find Hoffa before the Cubs win a World Series?
Greater minds have pondered greater things, Lou.
Yes, but none. But this has a little merit to it.
Yes, it does.
It has a little merit to it.
Well, the Cubs have been buried since 1908, so they have a few years on off.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Chicago baseball is just terrible.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how terrible it was
until
the beloved Southsiders
lost their
Houston look like rock stars.
Yeah, I know. I know, Lou. It's going to be a long summer after this Blackhawks Stanley Cup win.
All right. Well, no, then we look forward to football.
Yes, we do. And we're going to do our famous boom or bust sequence right now, Lou.
And Kerimini gone.
Yes. Oh, my God. You predicted both Kerimini and the Evan Rodriguez to go.
Yep.
And you were correct, Lou. You're anticipating your lose picks for the NFL.
Oh, I'm going to be El Fuego this year.
Yeah,
El
you were
Fuego.
Pretty all last year, Lou. Winning season.
This is even going to be better.
All right. Roberto Garza, Lou, our famous center. What? Boom or bust this year?
All pro.
All pro, baby. The backup running back, Michael Bush. Boom or bust?
Boom. Boom.
Boom.
Boom.
And finally, the third player, long snapper Pat Manley. Lou?
Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl. He's always...
Our centers. Always we are going to have quality centers this year.
Awesome. All right, great. That segment's moving right along. Let's go to your number four.
I'm really looking forward to Chicago football.
I am too. Always am.
Our second string quarterback is going to bring us in.
There you go. We don't know who that is yet, but...
No, we don't know who that is. We don't even know who our wide receivers are.
That's true. But Josh McClown will be there, so...
Yes. And I hear Caleb Haney is reporting to camp.
Yes, where?
Yes, well, back in, where he belongs, in Denver.
Yes.
But he's behind the great... What's his name? Panning Sr.
There you go.
Panning now.
I hear a theme song in the air there. Yes, it is. It's that familiar theme song for the No Forks Review.
No Forks Review.
What do you got, Lou?
Oh, I have a delightful sandwich that I had at one of my local favorites.
All right.
And I have mentioned it before.
Okay.
Not the sandwich, but the venue.
And that would be?
It would be Bonavino.
All right. And where is that located, Lou?
Bonavino is located on Van Buren.
Oh, yes. I know it well.
Yes, like Van Buren and LaSalle.
Yeah.
Basically right in there.
That's old school Italian, Lou.
Well, it's old school Italian run by Serbians.
There you go.
So I guess it could be Northern Italian.
What is the sandwich there?
I had the most phenomenal eggplant, hot pepper, provolone, on a garlic bread, toasted garlic bread.
Wow. Perfect.
That made the car ride home horrible.
Why is that, Lou?
Oh, it was just delicious and gaseous.
And spilling all over the place, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. It was just outstanding. Just outstanding.
How many spills does the eggplant sandwich it
pulled? I tell you what, the first bite I got just a big glump dead center. Three buttons down, plop. This one was a messy delight. Not up to the Guido. Okay. But outstanding is less. I give it a 3.68.
A 3.68 for the eggplant sandwich at Bonavino.
Yes, I mean, it is eggplant, and you can't give it a higher rating than meat.
That's true.
That's kind of a rule.
And there comes the theme song again. We're out of this segment.
Okay.
And we go to your question of the week, Lou.
And I'm all ears.
How much, Lou, of what happens to us is shaped by your own destiny, or how much is just luck? Give me percentages, Lou. Destiny versus luck. How much?
80% destiny, 20% luck.
There you go. From Lou's mouth to the universe's ear. Give us your catchphrase out, Lou.
But first,
yes,
let's go back to the lighter side of questions. A little too deep.
Give us your catchphrase out, Lou.
Have an outstanding, double outstanding, triple outstanding, quadruple outstanding, Lou Dickman week. Go Blackhawks!
Go Blackhawks!
Bears.
Go Bears!
This is a Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Peyton Manning's Panning for Gold Service. When you need to pan something, see Lou! Uptown, downtown, all around the great city of Chicago. Tell them Lou pans you!
Sandwich, sandwich, sandwich.